So if you want to remain standing, get your Bibles and turn with us to Acts.
If them Jesus.
Chapter number 26. I desire your prayers this morning for the meeting, for the message. I want to be obedient to the Lord. I'd ask that you not get offended by the preaching, but that you get committed by the preaching. Preaching is to stir us towards God.
Right.
Believe that. And I'm going to preach mainly, I guess, to the church this morning. And I do want to see sinners get saved. And I want to see folks come to Christ. But
yes.
I'm under the impression that God will be able to deal with sinners when His saints are in order.
Right.
Sinners cannot stand in the congregation of the righteous. I believe that.
Yes, sir.
And if we want to see folks get right and we want to see folks get saved, it's going to start with us.
Yes. Amen.
And I made the statement before, and I believe it's true, and I'll make it again, that I don't believe the problem that we have in America is because of the home. That's what everybody normally says, because the home's in the shape it's in. I don't believe that. I believe we got the problem in America today because of the way the pulpits are.
Yes.
And the homes are in the shape they're in because the pulpits quit preaching the Word of God. And when they quit crying aloud, spare not, the people in the congregation begin to get loose and get lax and get away from God. And then the nation will follow. So it's going to take us as men of God getting back where we need to be with God.
Yes, sir.
To preach the Word of God in truth and in power.
Amen.
Whether it offends or it don't, you're going to have to preach the truth. Amen.
Amen.
And then the folks will get right with God, and then our nation will come back. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek His face, then will He hear from heaven.
Sure.
Amen. But we're going to have to get to that point before that. I believe that here this morning. Acts chapter 26, we'll read down in verse number 27. Start there, and it says, King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian.
Amen.
And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am.
Yes.
Except these bonds. You might be seated this morning. And I thought about this passage of Scripture. Now, the Lord laid this verse on my heart, this title, if you would, on my heart. It's been some 6 months ago or so, and began to study and pray and didn't know what I'd do with it, really, how He was going to work it. But He laid it on my heart to preach this morning. And thought about this thought here. As Paul had come unto Agrippa here, they, of course, had arrested him and brought him forth and tried to find things that they could put him to death for, but could not find any fault in this man. And of course, then he appealed unto Caesar for the case to get to where he needed to get to, amen. And they could not refuse to send him there because he had made the appeal. But here was it. They didn't have anything that they could say, nothing they could send unto this man as he went to Caesar. What are we going to send? What can we write in the letter to send? This man's done nothing worthy of death. And so King Agrippa was brought in there to see if he could listen unto him and hear what he had to say, see if they could find fault with the man, something they could write in a letter to send to Caesar to say why it is we've actually arrested this man, this Roman here. And King Agrippa sit here and listen to Paul as he began to explain his Damascus Road experience as he had done so many times and let everybody know just how it was that the Lord had dealt with him and brought him to the place that he is now, amen. And he began to explain all these things and tell about the things that had happened, amen. And he got to verse number 27 and he asked King Agrippa, he said, believest the prophets? And then I like what he said there. He said, I know that thou believest, amen. But then King Agrippa said there and in the next verse, he said, Paul, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian, amen. He's almost persuaded. But Paul did not want him to be almost persuaded, but to be fully persuaded, amen. I wonder matter today. Are you fully persuaded? Are you just almost, amen? I believe a lot of times as Christians, we're almost persuaded. And Paul asked him there, believest thou the prophet? I know thou believest, amen. I mean, it is that sometimes we believe these things, but then we're just almost persuaded. The title of the message this morning, if I had to put a title on it, would be something like this. Do you really believe what you say? Amen. Do you really believe what you say? I mean, it is here, he told him. He said, I know thou believest. But then King Agrippa's answer was, I'm almost persuaded. In other words, he didn't really believe what he said he believed there, or what Paul knew him to believe. I wonder sometimes, I think we have a lack of faith, amen, that causes us to have unbelief. Amen, I believe that's right. That's what it is. And we're almost persuaded because of our unbelief. It always comes down to that sin of unbelief, amen. I mean, sometimes we believe, but we come like that man saying, Lord, help thou my unbelief, amen. He believed. What does that mean anyway? He once believed, and he brought his son unto the apostles, and the apostles could not cast him out. And so where he once believed, now he's got a lack of faith because it didn't happen like he thought it would, amen. Ain't that how we get when it don't go our way, go the way we think it should? We just think it ain't ever going to work out. But he went unto Jesus, and Jesus said, that thou believe, just only believe. And he said, I do believe, but help thou mine unbelief, amen. We got unbelief in the church as Christians today. And I believe a lot of times we're not fully persuaded. Thank God. In other words, I don't think we really believe what we say, amen. I mean, we got the scriptures down. And sometimes as it is, Christians, as you live this life and go on through the work of God, you learn the lingo, if you would. We learn how to talk and what to talk, what to say, and when to say it. We got it all figured out, and we don't really need God anymore. But a lot of times, it's nothing but just talk, amen. I mean, you can quote the scriptures all day long, but if your life is not lining up with what you're speaking, amen, then you really don't believe what you're saying. That's exactly right. You can quote it, but if you don't live it, amen. One man said, your actions speak louder than your words, amen. And I also say that your inaction speaks just as loud as your actions, amen. Thank God. Do you really believe what you say, amen? I want to preach just for a few minutes on that thought. Do we really believe what we say, amen? Or is it just vain words? Are we speaking what we think needs to be said, or somebody wants to hear, amen? I mean, coming up with things that's out of the Bible, good things, a word of God, scripture that we quote, but a lot of times I think it's just lip service, and it ain't got nothing to do with the heart and the action. Well, I wonder, first this morning, do we really believe what we say when it comes to sin, amen? Do we really believe what we say when it comes to sin? We say that we don't like sin, and that we want to stay as far away from sin as we can, but yet it seems that we find ourselves committing the same thing over and over and over again. Are you more spiritual than me? I don't know this morning. A lot of times those things that I pray, God, forgive me for this, I find myself coming back time and again and saying, Lord, it's me again. I'm here again for the same thing. Do we really believe what we say when it comes to sin? We say we want to stay away from it, but yet we find ourselves in the middle of it, amen. Do you really believe your own words? Do you really believe what you say, amen? We say we can't hide from sin, and we can't hide our sin. We say, yeah, I believe that. That's what I believe. But yet we do like Adam and Eve over there, and we try to hide ourselves from the Lord, amen. We try to hide our sin, acting like He don't know where we are or where our sin is. Say we can't hide anything from God. There's no sin. There's nothing hidden from God. And we'll say, amen. That's exactly right. But do you really believe what you say? Why is it then if you do? Why do you keep doing like you do? Amen. The man of God will preach on sin, and he'll call it by name, and you'll say, amen, that's right. But the very next day, as you have the mail once again, you really don't believe what you say. When it comes to sin, itching over there, I hear the sin in the tin, and thought nobody knew about it, amen. Oh, it wouldn't hurt or affect nobody else but himself. Had it hid, I thought nobody knew. And you say, oh, you can't hide it from God. Why are you trying to hide yours then, amen? Why you got yours buried in the tin? Get rid of the sin if you really believe what you say. Why is it, amen, that folks got stuff between the mattresses, amen? Or no, not to be there. I got stuff hanging in the closet. Amen. That ought not to be there. I got stuff in the car that you listen to. Amen. Matthew, that's good preaching. It ought not to be there. Amen. I got stuff on your television that you watch it on glorify God. I say, Lord, do you really believe what you say when it comes to sin? Amen. Amen. Think we can't hide anything from God. That's what we say. That's what we say. We say you can't hide sin from God.
And that's right.
But yet we try. Amen. Why is it? Do we really believe what we say when it comes to sin? If it is, why do we do it like we do? Amen. Why do we still have these things if we believe that? Amen. It's amazing to me the people that say you can't hide from God.
And
you can't get away from Him. We see Jonah trying to run and could not escape. Amen. God prepared a fish well over there for Jonah, amen. And he could not get away from God. And we'll say, amen, that's right. You can't run from that. But yet it is, we say we believe that, but then we act like he's not even around.
You're right. Amen.
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 Amen, that's right. I mean, the life we live, if God was standing in front of you, would you live the same way? If not, you don't believe what you say, amen.
You're right. Amen. Hey, that's right, preacher.
I believe some of us dress different. We talk different.
Amen.
Our desires would be different.
Right.
Amen. If
you're
we really
right.
believe what we say.
Hey. Yes, sir.
We say, I hate sin. But if you hate it so much, why do you keep doing it? Amen.
Amen.
That's exactly right. I wonder, do we really believe what we say when it comes to sin? Do we really believe what we say, second of all, when it comes to service? Amen. Do we really believe what we say when it comes to service? We say work while it is day, for now coming when no man can work. Amen. That's right. And we sing the song, I want to be in the Lord's army, and I want to do the service of the Lord. And yet it is that we sit at the house, amen, and we sit at the house whenever the church, amen, is going on, and we're not there, amen, when we should be, and yet it is, we're sitting at the house, or we're at the church, or on our job, or on our stool to do nothing, amen, or won't say anything for God, or won't do anything for God. The man of God comes by when it's time for re-election for officers in the church, and he comes by and asks, are you interested, amen, in doing something for the Lord? And oh, I said earlier, we want to be in the Lord's army. I want to know more about my Lord. I want to do God's work. Amen. But then they come and say, will you help us? And you say, oh, I can't do that. I ain't fit for that. Ain't no way I can do that. Get somebody else to do it. Do you really believe what you say when it comes to the service of God? Amen. And you say, I want to work. I want to do something. Amen. Well, why are you so lazy? Amen. I preached on that lazy bone not too long ago. I believe we've developed that in our churches. Amen. And in our homes. And in our hearts. We're too lazy to get up and do the Lord's work. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, we sing that. I want to know more about my Lord. And yet we don't never pick up the Bible. Amen. We don't ever pray and fast. Amen. And try to get closer to God. I want to know more about my Lord. Why is it that your Bible's never opened up? Amen. Why is it you never study to show yourself approved? Don't look at me like we're super spiritual today. Amen. Amen. Do you really believe what you say? Don't sing that song if you don't. Amen, that's right. Go to pray. Seek the face of God. Fast, amen. Get yourself separated from this world and the cares. Don't just say it, amen. Do you really believe what you say?
Amen.
When it comes to the
amen.
Service of God.
Preach on.
Amen.
That's good.
Why don't we read our Bibles like we should? Amen.
Yeah.
Why don't we pray like we ought to?
Amen.
We don't believe what we say. When it comes to service,
far from
we say this. We say, God has been faithful to me, and I want to be faithful to Him. But yet, when services are taking place at church, we are nowhere to be found. Amen. I mean, we'd rather sit at the house and watch TV, amen, and do worldly things and try to do things that will fulfill our flesh, amen's desires. But the house of God, things are going on down the church house, and you're sitting at the house, could be there, it should be there, amen, but you don't really believe what you say. You may say that, oh, I thank God He's been faithful to me. I want to be faithful to Him. Then where are you, amen? The church service is going on, and you're nowhere to be found. Why? brought you at the house of God. You got opportunity to be there. If you're going to be faithful, amen. Get up and go, amen. Be faithful unto Him. Do you really believe what you say? If it is, why can't you be faithful, amen?
Amen.
I believe He's faithful, amen. Amen, that's right.
Amen.
Will you be faithful? God seems to always take a back seat to our desires. Amen. I believe that's right. You say, I want to be faithful, but yet it seems like your desires always come first. I want to be faithful to Him as long as He can fit into my schedule, as long as I got time for it. I'll pray for a little while if I get a chance sometime today. I mean, we're trying to fit God into our schedule instead of making our schedule fit around God. Amen. That's the way it should be.
Amen.
Do you really believe what you say when it comes to the service of God? You say, I want to be faithful to Him. Then why don't you be faithful and go to church? Well, it's because you don't really believe what you say.
Amen.
I've heard them stand up and say, I love this place. This is my favorite place. This is where I want to be. And then when they got opportunity to be there, they're out there. Amen. Sitting at the house. Amen.
Hey.
And do we really believe what we say? I believe that's a good question. There's a lot of things that I probably won't get to in the message. But you know where you stand with God.
You're right.
And I don't have time to sit here and go through every little piece of everybody's life and try to point out those things. Be sensitive to the Spirit of God that He might reveal these to us, that we can get serious, back to being serious
right.
about serving God.
You're right.
Do you believe what you say when it comes to sin, when it comes to service? Thirdly, this morning, do you really believe what you say when it comes to the saints? Amen. When it comes down to the saints, do you really believe what you say? And I believe this is important that we need to grasp and take hold of here this morning. We say, amen, the Bible says to love one another. We say, love one another, amen. Love them with a pure heart. Charity covers a multitude of sin. And we say all these things, but yet it is a lot of times instead of praying for each other, we just talk about them and spread gossip. Amen. We try to be a busybody instead of trying to encourage them. Amen. We'll see their faults and then we'll go around instead of encouraging them and trying to lift up those that are weak. We'll go home, get on Bell South. Amen. And get on the telephone and start calling somebody and say, you ain't going to believe what so and so did. You ain't going to believe what so and so said. Do you really believe what you say when it comes to the saints? Love one another is what the Bible said. Do you really believe it?
Amen.
Or is it just vain talk? Or are you just saying it because you know that it sounds right or it should be done? But do you really practice it? Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We say that we know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. Yet we have hatred in our hearts toward our neighbor. We got malice toward the one sitting across on the other side of the church. Amen, that's right. When's the last time that you've done something nice for someone, not out of obligation, but out of love? Amen. How long has it been since you went to somebody and just hugged their neck and told them how much you love them and thank God for them being a friend to you? Amen. And try to give them a word of encouragement. You know that it's bad when the people at the church can't love one another. I mean, saints of God will have to live with people and work around people in the world that'll beat them up all the time and talk about them and make fun of them and look
that's
at
right,
their faults. Amen. But it's time that we get back to showing some charity toward one another and overlooking some of those faults. Amen. And love one another. Do you really believe what you say when it comes down to the saints? Amen. If you do, why do you keep doing like you do? Amen. Why is it you got to have roast preacher after the service every morning? Get mad at the man of God for getting up and preaching the word of God. Get offended and get mad and begin to spread gossip about that man trying to tear him down. Get over one another. We know we pass from death unto life because we love the brethren. Do you believe that? Amen. Do you really believe what you say?
Amen. Amen.
I believe if we believe what we say, We'll live different than what we live.
You're right, Brent.
We'll act different than what
we act.
So amen. We'll treat others different than what we really treat them. Amen. Do you really believe what you say when it comes to the saint? Amen. There's men in this building here and women in this building that's been a help to me and certainly to you too. When's the last time that you called them up and said, I just want to let you know that I'm a praying for you and I love you. I don't know what you're going through, but all I know is the Lord lays you on my heart and I'm praying for you. Amen.
Yeah,
when's the last time you've done that? Amen.
Yeah.
I know it's been longer that you've done that than it is that you talked about them. Amen. Do you really believe what you say?
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Preach on, preacher.
You wouldn't believe some of the conversations that I hear. Amen.
You're right.
And you ain't exhorting one another. Amen.
No, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's about tearing them down. Finding fault one with another.
Amen.
You know what? If we would look at ourselves more than we look at someone else, Brother John, we wouldn't have time to even look at their faults. Amen. Because we'd never get past ours. But do you really believe what you say when it comes to the saints? To love one another. That's the most important thing. The Bible talks about us gathering together and forsake not the assembling with ourselves together. And so much more as you see the day approaching. But in the middle of that, the one thing that stuck out in my mind, it said exhorting one another. Amen. And so much more as you see the day approaching. Exhorting one another. I mean, we're living in hard times, Brother Scott. It ain't easy all the time to live a Christian and to run and dance in the clovers, amen, and sing victory in Jesus. Sometimes it gets hard, and that's why the closer the day gets, amen, in the Laodicean church age, we got to exhort one another. Do you really believe that? I don't think so. We really don't believe what we say. If we did, we'd live different, amen.
Amen.
Brother Toby gave me a CD, and I was listening to it. He can tell you, the man said in there, he talked about, you know, some of you, instead of talking about everybody down at the house of God, it might do you some good to sit down. He says, how long has it been? I mean, you've been thinking about saying, why don't you sit down and write a letter, amen, to the man of God or to these others that you appreciate and you want to say something to. He says, sit down and write a letter to them, amen, and just tell them how much you love them. I mean, we ought to do stuff like that. Exhort one another. That's what we need to do. And living in this day is not easy. Exhort one another, amen.
Amen.
Do you really believe what you say when it comes to the saints? If you do, then why do we do like we do?
Hey.
Believe a lot of times we believe us, but then we're not fully persuaded. Amen.
You're right.
We're like King Agrippa. We're not fully persuaded. He said, thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. And that Christian is to be Christ-like. And one of the things that Christ had was love toward one another. He said, love one another. Amen. As God has loved the church. And God loved the church and gave Himself for it. Amen. We ought to have that love, that agape love, that unconditional love. Amen. Don't worry about loving them because they love you. Just love them regardless. Amen. Hey, I think it was last year that Brother Dixon got up and he made a statement. He said, brethren, you ain't got to like me, amen, but you got to love me. I believe that's right. You don't have to like me, but if you're going to be right with God, you got to love me. Do you really believe the Word of God? Do you really believe what you say this morning?
Yes. Say on, preacher.
I'll say fourthly, do you believe what you say when it comes to the sentence, amen, to the final judgment time? I wonder, do we really believe
God
what we say?
On.
We always say, I know there'll be a payday someday for all we do. And a lot of times we'll talk about how there's going to be judgment and what we're going to receive. And we're going to receive these crowns and all these things. That's good. And the Bible speaks to those. For those that do the will of God, amen. We're going to receive these things. But we forget about all those things we got to give an account for, amen. All those things done in secret are going to be brought out, amen. All those deeds that you've done, whether they be good or evil, it's going to be displayed. We say, I know there'll be a payday someday. Yet we don't live like it, amen. We say that there is an appointed time for man to die. And after this, the judgment. But yet we live our life so loosely, so carelessly, unconcerned about a gunner's world. We live more for the here and now than we do for the hereafter. I wonder, do you really believe what you say when it comes to the judgment? We say, I want to stand before God with a pure heart and hear Him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter in, amen. And we say that, but yet we don't live good, or we don't live in a way that God can say, well done. Amen. Do you really believe what you say? I ain't talking about religion, amen. I'm talking about Christianity, amen. Live like Christ, amen. Do we really believe what we say about the judgment? A lot of times we take light of that judgment. We say we need to lay up treasures in heaven, but it seems like all we do is try to please self and lay up treasures down here, things that we can get and things that we can gain. I wonder, do we really believe what we say? We say that, but yet it seems like folks that always are saying, I want to lay my treasures on the other side. It's always working harder to try to get something over this side, amen.
You're right.
Always want something new.
Amen.
Always got to have the new thing. Always got to have whatever comes out next, amen. I got to have the biggest houses and the best car, amen. Always got to have these things. And nothing wrong with having some of those things. But what's your desire, amen? What do you long for most? Where's your treasure, amen? That's where your heart will be. Do you really believe what you say, amen?
Boy, you preach.
We say we know judgment's coming, but we live like the devil, amen.
God help.
We want to stand before God as a saint, but yet we're living like the devil, amen.
Bless you,
it's time for Christians to get back in the Word of God, see the face of God, quit living loosely, amen. Quit living lax, but shout out, amen, to God, go all the way, get fully persuaded, amen. Most folks are talking this day about crazy stuff that don't even matter. Get back to the Word of God. It matters what the book says. Nothing more, nothing less, amen.
Amen.
Do you really believe
amen
what you say when it comes to a judgment?
Right.
It's time for Christians to stand up, amen. Quit being nice folks and start being Christians, amen. That's what Brother Freddie said. That's exactly right. It's time for us to be Christians, to be like Christ, amen.
Amen.
We're living in a way of seeing church days, but that does not mean you can't live in Philadelphia, amen.
Amen.
That's right. You can live in victory. Though all the world may go the other way, I'm glad we can still have joy, amen. We can still live for God if we'll get back to the things of God. Amen. I believe we've drifted so far away from it. We don't even believe what we say anymore. All we've done is been raised up under this stuff, and we've listened to it, and we're repeating what somebody else said, and we don't even really believe it. It's obvious because our actions do not line up with our words.
Amen.
I think too many times we get caught up in that lip service.
Yeah.
Like I said, not action. We say things we know are right and are true, but more than often or not, we do not practice them. One of my key verses that I quote all the time, James 1:22, says, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. I believe it comes down to this, as I said in the beginning. I believe it all comes down to unbelief, amen. It all comes down to unbelief because of lack of faith. Why is it we don't do what we should, amen? Why is it we don't really believe what we say? Because of unbelief, amen. And God, Jesus, could not do many works in His own country because of their unbelief. Our unbelief has stopped God from being able to work in our churches today. We need to get that faith back that we might believe, amen. Ask God to help thou my unbelief, amen. Get back to serving God, living according to the Scriptures. Seek God's face, amen. That's what it'll take. It's all about unbelief. Why is it you don't do these works? Why is it you don't do this? Because of unbelief. You don't really believe God is who He says He is. You don't really believe in the judgment. You really don't believe what you're saying, amen.
Amen.
We need to increase our faith, amen, through the Word of God.
Yeah.
And I want you to understand this. Through the Word of God and through fasting and praying, amen.
Yes, sir.
I believe fasting is one of the things that the church world today has gotten away from.
Completely.
But I'm going to tell you something. If you want to find the truth, amen, of the Lord, if you want to find the truth, and yea, the deep things of God, you're going to have to separate yourself from this world, draw yourself away, deprive your body of some things, amen. A lot of people sometimes, and I've done it myself, sometimes we'll kind of make light of that word fasting, and we'll say, yeah, it wouldn't hurt us to miss a meal here and there. I've said it, amen, but I'm telling you, it's more than just missing a meal. Oh, yes, fasting is separating yourself from the world, amen, and depriving yourself and seeking after the face of God. Oh yes, where God can deal with you. It's more than just missing a meal. Some of us, it wouldn't hurt us to miss a meal for our health's sake. But we need to miss a meal, amen. Not just missing the meal, but fasting, amen, under God, that we might draw nearer unto Him. When you fast and you bypass that meal and you find your place, find your secret place, find your closet, amen. Go in there, pray, seek the face of God, open the Bible, and seek through the Word of God for wisdom and understanding of the Word. The Bible says that it's spiritually discerned, and if you're not spiritual, you cannot understand the Word.
Amen.
It's time we get back to these practices, these things that God has commanded. Fasting's all through the Bible. Isaiah talks about fasting and depriving yourself of food, amen. Jesus talks about fasting as a way of power, amen, unto His disciples when they came and said, why is it we could not cast out the demon out of that child? And He said, because some of these come only by fasting and prayer, amen. Only the power of God will come through you separating yourself, humbling yourself down, depriving yourself of all these earthly desires, and seeking the face of God. Don't just miss a meal and keep doing whatever, but take that time and spend it toward God. Seek His face, and God will reveal things unto you.
Amen. Amen.
We need to increase our faith. We need to grow. Amen. If we are going to grow and be able to perform what we say, amen, really believe what we say, we're going to have to devote ourselves to God once again.
Amen.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. Do you really believe what you say? Are you here this morning? Are you almost persuaded? I mean, all these things that God did throughout the Bible, He said we'd be able to do these things, amen. You say, I don't believe that. That's because you got unbelief, amen. But I believe we got the power, the same power that they had then, we got now. God has not changed. He's still all powerful. Why is it He's not working like He did then? It's because of our unbelief and lack of faith
amen.
In Him.
Amen.
Do you really believe what you say? Or is it just lip service?
Say on, preacher.
I believe a lot of times we're saying what we think somebody else wants to hear.
You're right.
Amen. But Peter said, is it better for me to please man or to please God?
Right.
Amen. Do you really believe what you say? Stand with us. That's the message this morning, preacher. That's what the Lord has laid on my heart. Do you really believe what you say? If we do, then why aren't we doing different than what we do? It's time for us to humble ourselves.
You're right.
Seek the face of God.
You're right.
I preached Sunday night on crying out to God. It's time once again that we begin to cry out once again to God. Amen. Cry out unto God. Seek His face.
Amen.
If they would come around to the piano, that'd be all right with the preacher.
Yes, sir.
Give opportunity for you to pray.
Sure. Sure.
We're going to have to humble ourselves down. Seek His face and pray. Amen. If you want to see God do a work in this meeting, that's what we say. Do you really believe what you say?
God bless
you say, God, I want to see You in this meeting. I want God to move in this meeting. Do you really believe that? If you do, then we'll do something about it. Amen. Come, seek His face. Do we really believe what we say? You say, oh, I want to do His work and His will. Do you really believe that? Do we really believe it? Or is it just lip service? Come pray. Seek the face of God for your life and your home. Man of God, until you get to this point where you're depriving yourself and seeking God's face, you'll never be the preacher that God wants you to be. Christian, until you get to this point and do what God says to do, you'll never be the Christian that God wants you to be. You say, I want to get closer and I want to know more and I want to be spiritual and I want to do these things. Do you really? Do you believe what you say? If you do, we'll do different than what we do. Many praying, come pray with them. Lord, I want to see somebody saved in the meeting. Do you believe that? Or are you just saying it? If you believe it, you'll do something about it. I believe that, Brother Willis. You say, God, I want You to save my children. Do you really believe what you say? What are you doing to make it happen? Or are you just saying it because it sounds right? Lord, I want You to take my life. I want You to make of me What you want. Do you really believe that? Or are you just saying it because it sounds good? Because it sounds spiritual. Lord, I want to do your will against mine. Are you saying that? Or do you mean it? What kind of life are you living? You trying to please self, trying to please others around you? Or are you trying to please God? Say, I want to be near. Be careful singing that this morning. Do you really believe what you say? Do you really believe what you're saying? Your actions will show it. Thou almost persuadest me to be a Christian. Can you say I'm a Christian this morning? Or are you just almost persuaded? Or do you go around saying I'm a Christian?
Oh God.
You don't really believe that. If you did, you lived
different.
Now for the church to get back in the center of God's will.
Bless each one that prays, I beg.
Do you really believe what you say? Good question. Next time you start speaking, you start using words, think that to yourself. Do I really believe it? Say, we need to set up an altar in the house. We need to get together, pray, and see the face of God. Do you believe that? Or is it just words? Lord, give me understanding. I want to understand the Scriptures. Do you believe that? Or is it just words?